Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Latasha. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Thank you. Yes, my name is Tarkisha Murphy.
And how can I help you, Ms. Murphy?
Hello.
How can I help you, Ms. Murphy?
Yes, well, I was trying to file for, I guess, being laid off. In fact, my line was off last weekend. Now, I'm laid off for being abused until they get done with the investigation of looking at my point system and stuff.
All right, so you're calling to...
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I hear you.
Okay, what's your full social? What's your full social? One more time.
418-392203.
Thank you. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
1/28/92.
And your driver's license number, your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name is Murphy. Hold on, I gotta pull back, go get this ID. I'm coming with the ID. Give me one seat.
What's your preferred language? Why are you looking for that?
You said what, ma'am?
What is your preferred language?
Hello?
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulties with it,
English.
Like reading, writing, or understanding English?
You see what? Everything's English.
Okay, do you have any difficulties with it?
No.
You understand knowing making false statements and falsifying income documents in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, I understand.
You understand fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and imprisonment up to 5 years that could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
What's the name of your company that you was working for?
North American Lightning.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve in active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs to file a TAA benefit or a TRA certification?
What's that?
trade adjustments, assistance, or benefits?
No, I haven't.
Have you worked under a different name or different social security? Have you worked under a different name or different social?
No.
What's a good telephone number for you?
I got my ID number too.
Okay, what's that number? 182-1733. What's your, you said your date of birth was January 28th of 92?
Yes.
And what state is that ID or driver's license?
Alabama.
And it's driver's license or ID?
Hello?
Driver's license or ID?
ID.
What's your race?
Black.
Gender?
Female.
Grade level that you completed in school?
Man.
What grade?
Hello. 11.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Did you serve in active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, what's your address?
Seventh Street West, Birmingham, Alabama, 35204.
Okay, you said 501 7th Street West, Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. What did you do at your job?
I was an operator. I was making 1980.
What type of operation was you doing?
Making headlights, building headlights.
Are you trying to work in that same field of work?
Trying to work in that. Yes, Lawrence's. That was insane. It does been muscle shows. I would love to find somebody in Birmingham. So I'm back in Birmingham.
Okay. Are you in a union?
Alabama. So that's, but now I'm back in Birmingham, Alabama. So I wouldn't mind finding something like that.
Okay. Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite day to come back to work?
Do what? I'm sorry, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite day to come back to work?
No, they just told me it was under investigation and they'll give me a call when the investigation was over.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation or trade?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to drive one way to the job?
I said 25 to 30 miles.
Ma'am?
I said 25 to 30 miles.
Okay, what's the amount of money that you're willing to pay, get paid per hour?
Well, I love to be making what I was making there. So, anything matching or better?
Are you a corporate officer for a business, on a business, or work for yourself?
You said what, ma'am? I'm sorry, it broke up.
Do you own a business? Work for yourself, or a corporate officer for a business?
I guess I don't have to say work for a business.
All right, are you currently solo working on commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
You said what, well, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Are you commission based?
No.
Do you have a real estate license?
That hour. No.
Have you applied for workman's compensation?
Did I apply for who?
Workman's comp.
No.
Have you applied for a pension?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with the employer from April 1st of last year to March 31st of this year?
No.
Do you choose to have taxes taken out of your unemployment?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If you approve for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings or prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payment. Now, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit, but what would you prefer?
I can do direct deposit. I'm going to pull up my information.
Now, I do need to advise you, they do not take any Chime, Cash App, or anything like that. It has to be a regular bank that you physically went into and opened an account.
Oh, this it's my work. I bank with my work, one of my work cards.
And they won't use that.
It's why? Okay, well, no,
I can't do
it. That's the only thing I do my account with.
Okay.
And I start with the bank because it just started being a little creepy.
Okay. All right. Now, what is your, what's the phone number there?
My phone number for here?
For the job.
Babe, I need you to look for North American Lightning number for me.
Okay, when was your last day of work?
That was, 'Friday before that. The number 256.
314. 4200.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
And again, when did you, what day was that day you was let go for suspension?
That was a Friday. It was not. Hey, look up what the day, not last Friday, but Friday before last. Look up the date. I can't remember. I don't know what day it was. I've been trying to file since last week. I finally got some good people. That was the 12th, ma'am.
Okay, when did you start working for them?
Jesus Christ. When I started for them?
Yes.
Okay, let me try to go look at my email.
Well, approximately when did you start?
I gotta go look at my email for when I started. Looking.
Okay.
I gotta go all the way back to
Do you know what year it was?
It was this year. I can't remember if I started, because I think we got there in April, but I didn't start in April, did we?
Huh.
I don't know. I know I got to be accurate with that. I don't want to give her no false information, so let me just look for it. I'm looking in my email. I just got to find it. I got a lot of stuff in the remember offhand, but I don't. Come on, guys, load up. It had to be in May. We got the April the 15th. It had to be in May, but I can't say no exact date. Because I started working there a month after we got there. So it had to be May. Let me try to look at May, because it's like it don't want to load up. Thank you.